That's good, wasn't it?
Amen. Well, bless the Lord. Amen. I'm looking in Philippians chapter 2, if you got your Bible, want to look with me there. Thank God for these young men learning these instruments, and bless his name. I want to make mention to an offering after service. If you have anything, we don't pass the offering plates, but if you have something to give, make sure to put it in the offering plate. Philippians chapter 2, and I'll start reading at verse 5. Paul wrote to the Philippians, was a great joy to him. They was a joyful church. They gave to his ministry. God blessed them. Here we find some good scriptures this morning. The Bible said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now he's getting down to talking about humility here. And consolation and putting others before yourself. And the prior verses. And then he said in verse 5, "Let this mind." What mind? The mind of Christ. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation." Boy, I like that verse. Amen. He didn't make himself of no reputation. Amen. "And took upon himself the form of a servant." And the Bible said, "And was made in the likeness of men." Thank God. "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And so I want to talk to you a little while about this and where your mind is, where your thoughts are, where your actions are, that we need to see where our mind is, because the Bible said, "Let this mind be in you also, which is in Christ Jesus." It certainly was a mind of humility, a mind of, thank God, not my friend coming to be, thank God, he come in a basement, he come as low, amen, the Bible called him, he's meek and lowly, and that's what he's talking about in our mind. We live in a prideful day, we live in a day where men exalt themselves and looking for a title and looking for a name and looking to make much of their own image. But Jesus came, thank God, listen, he emptied himself. He had to become man. That's what the Bible teaches, that God became man. It did not take away from his deity, not one bit. It added to it. Amen. If that's the right way to say it, that Christ became us. But he was God in flesh. He became, amen, what he had to come. Amen. Listen, thank God, if you look at the life of Christ, he was born through a virgin's womb. Amen. We know that. We was conceived the Holy Ghost of God. And we know through the virgin's womb, here come the Son of God. And when Jesus was born, thank God, it was good news. Amen. Thank God. Even though it wasn't good news to that religious crowd and them people. Amen. Even when the wise men came, thank God. Amen. Herod wanted to kill him because he threatened his authority, and that's why people want to kill him today. It all deals with his authority. But amen, Jesus come lowly. He come born in a manger, a stable, and he lived this life. Listen, he was under the law. He subjected to the law. He was under the authority of his own parents. He lived like that. We don't really have nothing in the scripture from the age of 12 to 30, but he growed in grace and his stature. Amen. That's right. We don't have no written words. Ain't God hardly nothing of what he did between the age of 12 and 30. Amen. We find even in Mark's gospel that he just come out and started preaching about the ministry of Christ. Amen. John's gospel talked about his deity and who he was. Ain't God, Luke really give a great description of his birth and everything
Amen. Even going back to Zacharias and Elizabeth, we know Jesus, amen, was coming after John. John was a forerunner, even though he was preferred before him. Thank God. But Jesus took on flesh after John did. And we find too in the book of Matthew, there's a little something there about Joseph and Mary and the genealogy of Christ. But there wasn't a whole lot said. After the 12 years old, we know he sat in the temple. When he was 12 years old and answered questions and told the doctors and the lawyers and the religious people. And that's when his parents had left him behind. But I'm telling you this morning. Amen. Listen. Philippians, my friend, has given you, thank God right here, how do we think as a Christian? How do we think as a child of God? And he gives this about Christ, that everything about him, he came humble. He was humble. Can I tell you this? You're going to have to decide where you at and where you stand. But the Bible said, having done all to stand, where to stand. But God never called me to fight somebody. God called me to fight, thank God, as a child of God, far as we war. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. We've got a greater weapon than our fists. We got a greater weapon, thank God, than human instruments. Thank God we got God. Amen. And if God be for me, who can be against me? I know and understand that I'm in the family of God. I'm surely not preaching about not protecting your family and protecting yourself. But there's a greater protector this morning. Amen. Look at the old saints of God. Even when Paul was preaching, amen, he never did fight back physically. He got smote, my friend, whipped. Amen. He got thrown in a jail, but he got to praying and singing praises. And I think we've left that mindset. That was the mind of Christ. He didn't come in this world, amen, to physically war with somebody. He come, thank God, to save them that won the war against him. Amen. That Paul's a persecutor of the church. And he came, amen, that's right, into a religious system. But when he got saved out of the religious system. And he, my friend, can I tell you this? Thank God he had the Holy Ghost in him. And he knew his access to the Father. And he knew he had a course. And he knew, thank God, he come to do the will of God. Jesus even said, I come to do thy will, O God. Amen. Come to do thy will, O God. And it's sad, but it's true in this hour. There's so many people in this day, including myself. We take up the mind that we got to fight somebody. We take up the mind that we got to war. Well, the warfare's between Christ and Satan, or Christ and the Antichrist. Amen. Listen, I don't have to live under that kind of pressure. I don't have to live, my friend, and bite my fingernails, even though I do. Amen. Not live in a nervous situation. And my friends say, oh, I'm telling you, the president, don't get back in. We just ain't going to make it. Listen, I want to make just, I tell you this morning that my hope's not in the president. I like the president, but my hope ain't built on him. Amen. My God's still the same God. Thank God what he does right. And I'm telling you, thank God I can count on him. Amen. I can count on God. Amen. Thank God I think we ought to stand for what's right. I think we ought to stand for the truth. I think we ought to do what we can. But listen, I'm not worried biting fingernails, losing sleep. Thank God November 3rd come. Amen. Whatever day it is. I'm telling you, friend, he's the same God the next day. He's the same God every day. Hey, could things get harder? Sure they could. If it does, that means it's the will of God. Amen. It means God's got a purpose. And everything God does, he does through purpose. Amen. Thank God, God's still the same. And brother, he'll always be the same. There's no shadow of turning in him. He never will change. But I'm telling you one thing, if I'm going to have the mind of Christ, thank God, like Paul said, if I'm going to have the mind of Christ, thank God, I'm going to have to think like him. Amen. And I want to think like him. And I'm telling you, if you think like him, you're not going to be carnal minded. You're not going to be worldly minded. Thank God, you're not going to be self minded. You're going to be God minded. Amen. That's right. You hear people today, I mean, it's sad to say, and I mean, I look at a lot of the writings and stuff like that. And it seems like today that the church is just about scared to death. And it ought not be like that. Ain't God, he said, ain't God be bold. Bold as a lion. Amen. Amen. That means we stand for the truth. Amen. The truth, ain't God's in us. But he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Notice verse 6. He being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. Friend, listen. He was as much God when he was in the flesh as he was before he was in the flesh. Amen. It was just more manifest to man, thank God, because it was somebody they could see. But I never have seen God. No man have seen God at any time far as God. Amen. But when I seen him, I seen the Father. When I see him, I see the Godhead in the body fullness. I see everything about him. He didn't think it's robbery. He knew it wasn't. He knew who he was. And he knew the triune God was one. And he knew he fulfilled everything in that triune God. He was him. Amen. And he wasn't robbery. Thank God. I'm telling you, brother, you listen. You say, how can we think on that? I'm going to tell you how you think on that. I know who you are in Christ. Amen. That's right. If he is who he said he was and he is, that means everything we have is in him. That means, thank God, we're in Christ. Amen. We're already won the battle. Thank God. I'm not a fighting to win. Thank God it's already been won. I'm done. You praise God. Amen. I fought a good fight, Paul said. But that was for the faith. Amen. Thank God. He counted it, thank God, a joy to suffer persecution for his Lord. And I'm telling you, thanks be unto God. If you ever find out who you are and know you're in Christ and know, thank God, your blood washed and you're his, I'm telling you, you can enjoy this journey. Amen. Too many people say, well, I hope I am. God help you. I don't hope I am. I am in him. Amen. Christ is in me and I'm in him. That means everything. You said it. You read the verse. He said we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Amen. My mom and daddy's back on the back row. Amen. I'm their child. Amen. When I was growing up, they took care of me. Amen. I was a child, but now I'm an adult. Amen. I've got a listen friend. Amen. Access. Amen. If I go in their house, I don't have to ask them, can I go to the refrigerator? I don't have to have them where I can say it. I don't have to ask them when they do this for me. I'm telling you, they'll do whatever. Amen. I've got access. I've got, thank God. There ain't nothing he can't do for you. Ain't nothing he wouldn't do for you. If it's the best interest, if it's the best thing for your life, he'll do it for you. Amen. He ain't gonna hold back bread from you. He ain't gonna hold back blessings from you. He's a whole lot wanting to do it more than you want it. Hey, he does it cause you're his. I'm telling you, Jesus, God's the Father. Amen. The Son, the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, he came. Amen. As God in flesh. Emmanuel. God with us. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Verse 7. I love this verse. My wife said, what's wrong with you last night? I was reading that verse and all of a sudden I just read the verse. Oh, I went to. Glory to God. I said, just come out. If she was wrong, I didn't answer. Amen. Notice this verse. I'll tell you this right here is a great verse. But made himself of no reputation. You know what that means? He emptied himself out of the glory. Out of glory, even though the glory, listen, was the glory in him? Yeah, the glory was in him. Amen. But it was only revealed to them. Amen. That seen it. But the glory, he held back. Amen. Listen, he had the glory. Enemy is God. Amen. But he didn't make himself with no reputation. Amen. Love, he wants reputation. He didn't come, thank God. Even John didn't have no. Listen, I asked John, who are you? He said, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. Jesus didn't make himself with no reputation. Now, let me say this. I'm going to say it. You'll disagree with it, some of you. And I'm going to move on. It don't really matter. It's just a little pet peeve I got. I'm not a doctor. I'm a preacher. You're looking at a preacher this morning. I'm glad nobody don't call me doctor. God help, I'd say take 2 Tylenol and a glass of water and go to bed. Amen. I'm not a doctor. Now I know there's a lot of good men got that title, but it ain't about reputation. I'm not better than you are. Just because I got this position in the house of God, God gave it to me, I'm accountable for it, I'm a pastor of a church, but I'm no better than no man. It ain't me up here and you down here. Amen. That's right, buddy. Listen, it ain't, the church ain't built off the pastor. The church is built through Christ as he preaches the gospel. It's edified through the gospel. But the church is built off one. No other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, Jesus Christ. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the foundation I'm built on. Amen. Brother, listen. They asked me when I was ordained. They said, if we don't ordain you, you still going to preach? I said, sure I am. I'm called, ain't I? Amen. What's signing your name on a paper got to do with me preaching? Amen. That's right. Thank God. There's all kinds of places to preach. Amen. The street's a good place. Amen. The jail's a good place. Amen. My home's a good place. There's a lot of good places, thank God, to preach. It ain't about a reputation or a title. It's about Him. Amen. Jesus didn't come in here and say, hey, I'm a king. He didn't even know he was. He was the king, praise God. He was the creator. Amen. All things were made by him without anything. It was not anything made without him. He spake and it was done, son. He created you. He created me. Amen, son. You are looking at one good creation of God because he said it was. He said, I looked at it in the little... And Nathan and Kate, amen, learned that verse there. He said, and it was very good, amen. I tell you, not only was it good, it was very good, amen. And it is very good. His creation is very good. Amen, thank God. Amen, notice he made himself with no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. And I've said this before, if you want to have a mind of his, it's not about being served, it's about being servant. Amen, listen, if you somebody said, well, that man's got the mind of Christ. Well, number one thing is he needs to know who he's in, and he needs to know humility, amen, and the mercies of God, and he also needs to know, thank God, that he's to be a servant of men, no matter who it is, whether they deserve it or not, whether they're worthy or not, whether, my friend, thank God, and don't you have that James 2 in your heart, amen, that you'll serve the, thank God, the rich, and put the poor on the back row. I know people like that. You ought not love nobody based on what they have. Jesus didn't. In fact, can I tell you this? Jesus went to the lowly. He went to the woman at the well that had been married 5 times. That had no, that wasn't, was living with a man that wasn't even her husband. Some Baptist people wouldn't even let her get up and testify. How sorry, ungodly, and filthy that is, I want to say before a congregation. If a woman's been married 7 times, 8 times, and that ain't good. But I'm telling you what, grace is greater than all our sin. And if she got born again, thank God, I'd call on her to testify. And I'd say, tell the congregation what the grace of God's done for you. Tell the congregation what Jesus done for you. Amen. He didn't have time to tell that woman at the well that you can't go back and tell them. And God, she said, come see a man that told me all things ever I did is not this to Christ. Amen. We've legislated so much in the Baptist church and we've cramped the Holy Ghost and said we don't want you, and that's sad. Amen. We cramped him on everything. Hey, God, it's got to meet our specifications. I'm telling you, if you're like that, you're self-righteous and you can't have the grace of God to the fullness in your life. I'm telling you, that's right. Amen. Let God have his way. Amen. Listen, Jesus, amen, was a servant to men. He didn't speak specifically pick out who everybody he could serve, he served. Amen. So you got the mind of Christ? Well, I don't know. You a servant? You got to have a title. You got to have everybody looking up to you and serving you. You got a problem. Hear me? I had a man one time. He's dead now. I ain't talking about him. When I come here, he come here too with me. Well, he didn't. I guess he did. He left the church he was at. Only reason he comes, he thought I was a good young preacher and he wanted to be a deacon. When it come around and we didn't vote him in as deacon, he come to me and he was a red-faced man. He said, I'm mad about it. He said, I won't be back. I didn't say nothing to him. I thought, my goodness, sir, what's that got to do with serving God? You don't have to have a title to serve God. Amen. Hey, You say, what if you, amen, listen, friend, if I dropped out of being a pastor today, he could stop me preaching the word of God. Amen. Why? Because I'm a preacher. Amen. If I say I'm a preacher, that means I'm going to preach. Amen. Listen, friend. Thank God. God's always got a tree for every possum, every coon. Amen. That's exactly right. I'm telling you, brother, listen. Jesus come to serve mankind. Amen. Get your hands dirty and do it. Amen. Oh, it ain't convenient. Boy, I'm going to get rough here. It ain't convenient. God help. What does it have to be? Jesus didn't come in a convenient world. He come in a world that hated him, despised him. Amen. That's just like these people say. And I understand. They'll say, would you pray that I find a job with a good Christian? God wants you in the world, friend. Not of it, but in it. Amen. If you ain't got enough kingdom of God in you to expect, amen, to affect the people that's around you, amen. That's right, son, amen. Everybody wants it solved. Amen. Jesus said, go out into the world and preach the gospel. Jesus said, go out, thank God, and serve him people. Amen. Jesus washed their feet. Jesus fed them. Amen. Jesus did. Amen. If you've got a mind like him, thank God, you'll want to serve people. Amen. These men today think their wife ought to be a slave. Well, a wife wasn't made to be a slave. She's made to be a helpmeet. And I'm going to go a step further and say this to the women. Women were created for the man, not the man for the woman. That's exactly right. Amen. We've got too many professional women today. Amen. Sure, that's right. Amen. I want my way. What'd you get married for? Ain't that right? Man should love his wife so much, she ought to look up at him and say, man, he loves me. Oh, I'm telling you, he loves me. Amen. He loves me. I'm telling you, he's like Jesus. He loves me so much. Amen. And then that wife ought to, thank God, amen, submit in that loving way to her husband and want to do anything to try to help him and be beside him and work with him. Amen. Thank God. You say, I want the mind of Christ. If you do, do what I'm preaching. It's all about servanthood, friend. This ain't, listen, you can let, run your home way you want to. That's your business. I ain't telling nobody, but I'm telling you this. What's mine's hers. What's hers is mine. Yes, amen. That's right. I don't live in a motel. Amen. I ain't living in no apartment, thank God, where I sleep in one room and she sleeps in another. And she's got her bank account and I got my bank account. And she's got her car and I got my car. I ain't living like that, friend. Thank God, when I got married, I said, you with me. Amen. That's right. Thank God, when I need a hug, I want a hug. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God. I'm telling you, God has that servanthood in an individual to want to make other people be blessed to God. Amen. That's a servant right there. I want to serve. Amen. Let's go on here. Look what he said in verse number 7. He said, and was made in the likeness of men. Thank God, deity became man. That means he took on a body. He became man. He, thank God, friend, he had that nature. Hey, but he, friend, was, thank God, without sin. He lived without sin. Amen. If a man wants the mind of Christ, amen, he needs to think godly. Amen. And walk in the light. Amen. Brother, listen. Thank God, it ain't about, my friend, listen, about being seen. It's about, thank God, having it right in your heart with God. It ain't worth a hill of beans for me to put on the front of somebody. Jesus was not nothing. He was without guile. He was without hypocrisy. He didn't have one inch of it. Amen. I mean, not nothing, Brother Joe. I mean, when you look at him, it was no hypocrisy. You want a mind like Christ? No hypocrisy. Say, what you see is what you get. Amen. That's right. Jesus said, I am who I am. Hear me? A lot of people want to put on airs. That's why people, I got to aggravate a few people here. so-and-so's coming by. Well, my goodness, get in there and clean that house. Yeah, man. I've walked through all kind of stuff for it. People say, preacher, I'm sorry. I said, it don't matter to me. You live here, not me. I come to see you. I didn't come to see what the house looked like. Even though I like a good clean house. I mean, I like a clean place to sleep. I like a clean place to eat. I don't have to kick everything out of the way to get in. And I'm going to tell you why we have to do that. It's because we're lazy. God help, don't die on me. Call a funeral home. Hear me? I'm preaching the truth to your heart. Amen. I'm telling you, what makes you happy, thank God. Amen. That's right. What makes you happy? I'm telling you, you won't be happy if you ain't got his mind. I'm about through. Verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. That brings Brother Robert Parker that not one time, if I'm a humble man, not one time will I ever think I can do anything better than you. Not one time will I ever think I'm better than you. Not one time. If I got the mind of Christ. Pretty good. I'll tell you, you can test that. You're a good mechanic. Maybe a good mechanic. You have that diesel mechanic. So you've been in that thing. How long you been in it? About 10 years. It'd be like me preaching, knowing the Bible somewhat. And you sit beside somebody at the restaurant. And they're talking about diesel mechanic stuff and they don't know what they're talking about. And you just can't wait to tell them what it is. I've heard somebody talk about the Bible one time in the restaurant and I'm thinking, unto God, they don't even know what they're talking about. I want to say something so bad. And the Holy Spirit said, because you know why you won't do it? To prove to them what you know. Amen. Hey! Knowledge puffeth up! Charity edifieth! That means, oh Noah up here, that means I can learn from him. Amen. Amen. You ever heard people say, well, they don't know nothing. I've said it before we got here. What that is pride. Anytime you think you're above somebody else in how you think and who you are and what you know, that's pride. When you put yourself above somebody else, that's pride. That's why God said he hated proud look. Jesus humbled himself. Here's God. I mean God. Amen. That created everything. God that knows everything. He's a sovereign. A God, deity God. He knows everything. He knows everything. And comes and lives with a bunch of sinners that don't know nothing. Amen. That don't know nothing. And he humbled himself. Amen, and become man. Thank God to help them people that has sinned against him and done wrong against him and love them still. God help. He said he became obedient. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. If you want the mind of Christ, that means you will be obedient to the Father's will. It ain't whether you understand it or not, it's whether you're going to submit to it. Ain't that right? You know, some days get hard. I mean, really do they get hard sometimes. I mean, I was being honest, my wife sitting over there, she's a wonderful woman. I told her yesterday, and I said, man, you're wonderful. I appreciate God giving me. But sometimes I get aggravated. And a lot of times it's because I can't find something. And so this morning, I went there to find them cups with coffee, to put my coffee in it. She ain't up yet, or she's getting up. And while I'm looking, I'm saying, what in the world she's done with them cups? I wish she wouldn't move everything. I mean, that's aggravating me. I'm telling you, I mean, that's just, you know what? Amen. Amen. I told her when she come in there, I said, I was looking for them cups for my coffee. You know what she did? She went and opened the door. And she said, right there they are. And I said, I must have moved them. Amen. Hard to humble yourself sometimes. I say, honey, that was me, wasn't you. You know, I'm sorry goes a long way in a marriage. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. That means you're going to have to humble yourself. Now, Jesus never had to say, I'm sorry, because he never done nothing wrong. But I'm telling you what, in mankind's life, in our life we live, amen, if you don't say I'm sorry once in a while, it'll build up so much on you, your head will be out here. And what happens is, everything that happens to you is somebody else's fault. I mean, that man that pulled out in front of me, that's why I was 5 minutes late for work. That rascal went 40 miles an hour all the way up the road. The boss man said, why are you late for work? Said, some old man pulled out in front of me. Me and my wife was going up Brother Shook's the other afternoon. We was going up early. They was inviting us up for a meal. And I said, I know a shortcut. We'll take it. And we got on that road. It was Cheryl's Ford. And some old guy was in a truck, and I had a bed, had a couch or something on the back of it. That rascal went 35 miles an hour. I mean, all the way to Mooresville. I'm telling you what, son, I was one hot rascal. And I said to God, I said, Lord God, I don't want my spirit to be bad. I'm going to fellowship. I don't want to be like this. Lord God, have mercy on me. And when he turned, I said, thank you, sir. And I'm going to tell you, it happens to me all the time. And you know why it does? Because I ain't passed the test yet. Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you what, if I'll humble myself and I'll say, God bless that man up there. That man's a better man than me. Lord, bless him. God, bless him. Bless him, Lord. I know you're sovereign God, and I know you're allowing this for a purpose, and I know what we go through in life is all because of what you're allowing. And I know Jesus come, thank God, to die for man. I know Jesus come to humble himself and willingly laid down his life and took the punishment of sinners, even though he never had sin. And he took somebody else's place. He took my place and your place. And thank God, if I'm going to have the mind of Christ, I'm always going to have to put other people above myself. It's hard to do. I'm the world's worst. It's hard to put somebody above yourself. It's hard to say, you're running for that door and you say, go on in. It's going to cost you 15 minutes, but go on in. It's hard to give up something you like for other people. But he gave his life for us. And he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. If you want the mind of Christ, can I tell you this? I don't know. I absolutely don't know your mind. I don't know it. But please listen. Just go slow. And let God lead you. And don't never, the best you can, not never let your flesh override your spirit and live in a spirit of anger. Amen. If I can just live, if I can live in peace, Brother Robert, that's what I'm aiming for. If I can live in humility, if I can live, thank God, my life, amen, putting other people above myself, if I can live my life without having my friend to have my way and have God's way, if I can just submit to God's way and know what God has, that's what I want. I want the mind of Christ. I want humility, obedience, a servant's mind. If you got that, you ought to thank God he done it for you. If you don't, you ought to want it. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Let it be in you. Let it be in you. Amen. You got some good things about you. But just remember this, buddy. The older you get, just keep that childlike faith. Don't never lose it. Never lose it. Keep that childlike faith. Don't lose it. Amen. Don't let your anger override your faith. And what's the best thing to do if you face something is not try to force your way through it, is to get on your knees and ask God to help you. That's humility. That's bringing yourself to the servanthood of Christ. That's to what it's about. And once you become that, God will use you more and bless you more. But God will always have to break a person before they're ever going to get any higher. Jesus, listen. He said, this is my body that's broken for you. This is my blood that's shed for you. He submitted himself. What the Father wanted, that was his mind for the life he had. Amen. And buddy, I'm telling you what. If you get the mind of Christ, amen, there'll be much fruit in your life. It's always opposite than what the world says. It's always opposite. To be up, you got to get down. To get, you got to give. To be blessed, you're going to have to give yourself. You say, well, nobody looks at that. Nobody pays attention. Nobody rewards me. Nobody brags on me. Nobody says you're doing a good job. It isn't for that. Amen. We're doing it because it's His will. It's the right thing. And God will bless you. Amen.